Hey guys, this is Todd, Sean, and Nate, and we are from the Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast. We drop full episodes every Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and our Middle Aged mini episodes drop on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
And if you enjoy discussions about the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy, then check out our show. You can find us however you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you like what you hear, don't hesitate to give us a 5-star rating and review. Telling a friend, family member, or even a coworker about us helps the show.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Middle Aged and Creeped Out. And our TikTok is at Mako Podcast, and that's with 2 A's.
Well, Nate, what do you think?
That's the end of our promo, and that's a wrap.
Well, there you go. So until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean.
And they are Middle Aged and Creeped Out. Keep it creepy.
1 here. How the hell? How is there no one here? Where the hell did he go?
Private, you want to unlock the front door?
Yes sir, coming sir.
It's all a recording. That is just my freaking luck. Damn. That explains the damn hole in the wall. Why can't you just bust the doorknob, you stupid grunt? Why do you always have to destroy stuff?
Gentlemen, our supplies are low, and we won't be back to HQ for a few weeks still. Grab all the weapons and ammo. Leave everything else. Now move out!
And that explains the no ammo. Freaking vultures.
Private.
Yes, sir.
Front and center.
Yes, sir.
Everyone listen up. Sadly, squad leader Styles didn't make it out of the city. Private Gaines is now your squad leader. I give him orders and he gives them to you. Is that clear?
Sir, yes, sir!
Staff Sergeant, get your men ready and head to the camp. We have a 45-minute march back and it'll be dark soon. I do not want to get stuck out here after the sun sets.
Yes, sir. You heard him, cowboys. Time to move out.
45 minutes from here? And I'm guessing they went south. I wonder if there's a timestamp on the video. Ah, yes, perfect. They were here last night. Oh, I am so on your trail, boy. I'm coming for you. Let's go get the gear and get out of here. At least I have a place to restock my supplies now. Who the hell? Hey! Hey, get out of my truck! Hey! I said get out of my... Oh!
I'm going to walk away.
Oh, great. First zombies, now frickin' aliens!
I'm going to walk away.
Why? You afraid I might kick your ass?
So I don't hurt you. I'm leaving.
What the hell just happened? You just got your ass kicked by Bruce Lee. That's what happened. Note to self, next time, shoot first, ask later. I should be getting close to their camp. They said it was a 45-minute march, so that's, what, 15-minute drive? If I was a murderous military crew, where would I hide and set up camp? Wow. They didn't really try to cover up the tracks, did they? Looks like a herd of cattle came through here. Jeez. I don't think they would be too keen on me just driving right up to their camp. Hi, don't mind me. I'm here to kill the guy that failed to take me out. Are these even soldiers? They left a trail that led straight to their front door. Then again, who do they have to hide from? They gotta be just over that hill. What? No. No! There's no one here. They're gone again. Oh, why am I always too late? Ugh. man. Just relax. At least you're on the right trail. Group that size won't be hard to track. Wolves. Well, that means we camp here tonight. Let me go get the truck and we'll make camp. This should work just fine. No more getting rained on. No more damn bugs while I'm sleeping. Now maybe I can get my first full night of sleep in, well, forever. Good night. This ain't gonna be as easy as I thought. Man. Damn, I wish Michael... Sorry, Gunner... I wish Gunner was still here. But man, what a way to go out. He couldn't even fight back. Kind of ironic if you think about it. Work for the military your whole life and they're the ones that take you out. Ah, great. Just what I need. Sounds like a storm's rolling in. No. That wasn't thunder. Come on, where did that come from? There! I'm coming for you, Staff Sergeant Gaines. I got a couple friends I want you to meet. Who the hell is using explosives? Wait. Where is he? Crap, he's pinned. John, it's time to return the favor.
Incoming!
That was way more fun when I could fight back. I hope that dude got away. What the hell was he doing way out here anyway? Who the hell is in my truck? You ungrateful punk. I need to sneak up and teach you a lesson. Dude, I suggest you stop going through my stuff right now and don't even think about me.
You didn't have to throat punch me. What the hell was that? That's the last time I help anyone. Next time I just shoot your ass. I help save your life, and what do I get in return? You break in my truck and you throat punch me. Yeah, I don't see anything missing. I'll be ready for you next time, my friend. You hear me? I'll be ready for you next time. Now, if no one else wants to kill me, I'm going to bed. Nearly forgotten how a full night's sleep felt. Oh, I feel alive, energetic, hungry. Wish I had some donuts. So, beef jerky it is. Oh, or is it? Good morning, Peter Cottontail. You wouldn't happen to want to join me for breakfast, would you? Got him. And breakfast is served. Come on, buddy. Let's get you ready for eating. Whoa, dude, that's a lot of blood. Where the hell did I shoot you? That's not your blood. That's way too much for a rabbit. No, I shot him. I had to. That's the only thing it could be. You're hurt. How sad. I'm thinking after breakfast, I just might have to do some more hunting. That was actually pretty good. First a good night's sleep, then a good breakfast. Damn, I'm ready to take on the world. And I think I will, but first things first. We have a wounded idiot to hunt.
This should be easy enough. That's a pretty solid blood trail. Damn, that's a pretty solid blood trail. By the looks of this, I got a better chance of finding his body more than finding him alive. Oh, man, I think I might just be right. Is that a body up there? John, what have you done? Look at you. Who do you think you are? You all dressed up in black from head to toe. Who the hell wears a black ski mask this time of year? Oh, I get it. Your secret's good with me, ninja. If you can hear me, I'm just checking for a pulse. Please, please, please have a pulse. Oh, thank God. It's weak, but hell, it's a pulse. This should stop the bleeding. And now let's see who's behind the mask. Oh, you have got to be kidding.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.